is the law. Let's go.
The law. 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 The Loft.
Good morning, my beautiful people. Welcome to The Loft. Our today's Lighthouse Spotlight feature is very, very special. It's the one and the only, the head queen in charge, the owner, the creator of this here network and this here radio station that you're listening to. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Lena Jones in the building. Good morning, Lena.
What's up, Diamond? What's up?
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, yes, yes. Y'all get ready because it's about to be on. Let's go. Hey, happy Labor Day weekend to everybody. Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Loft. You know what we do. Email a friend, phone a friend, text a friend. Tell them to join in, baby. We got a queen in the building. Let's go.
Day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I'll
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Loft. Like I told you, we have the one and the only Lena Jones in the building. Good morning, Queen. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. Good, I'm good. I'm so good. I'm so busy. It's crazy. I'm happy. I'm sad. I'm just going through all different types of emotions right now.
I know that's right, because you got a lot going on. You got something very big getting ready to happen that is happening today, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning at Mount Trashmore. But we're going to talk more about that. First and foremost, let everybody though, those that don't know who Lena Jones is.
Lena Jones is crazy. Lena Jones is a crazy genius, I think. I'm very smart, I'm very stupid. I'm very creative, always full of ideas and things of that sort. I've been doing business for myself, actually working for myself for over 25 years, doing websites and graphics and technical stuff. And I'm the technical support in my household. In case the computers go down, everyone comes to me. I used to be a techie, you know, going on into Geekville. And that's the type of work I did. I made good money on my jobs because of the skill set that I had. But I've always had a free spirit. That was my biggest downfall. My biggest downfall is my free spirit. And that was that I could not seem to stay with a company for very long periods of time, because I've always wanted to do my own thing. I've always, even when I worked, I had my own business on the side, you know. And one day I just decided to dive right in. So I, you know, did the resigning thing and dive right in against my husband's better judgment. I kind of didn't give him a say-so on it, you know. Mm-hmm. That look, I want to go to school, finish my degree so that I can work on my business. So, you know, building my business. And so that's what it was. It started out as Video by Lena, VBL, which is, you can see on the YouTube and stuff like that. And that is the title for my LLC. It's VBL Productions LLC. That is the big daddy that holds all the DBAs, LJDN Network, LJDN Podcast, and LJDN Radio. And the new one that we're going to start, LJDNR Opulence, which is probably going to start up in October. It's an all gospel Christian thing. It's strictly gospel.
Absolutely.
No, the radio came first. The radio, because I was doing recordings on BTR, Blog Talk Radio. I did that for about 4 years, 4 or 5 years and stuff like that, and just decided to kind of branch out and get my own thing going. And then I wanted podcasts because I was doing podcasts actually on BTR.
Yeah, I remember. That's why I first ran.
Yeah, so I, you know, wanted to do podcasts because I think podcasting is very empowered. It gives you a certain type of relief. At least for me, I think so, because sometimes you can't talk about things that bothers you with everyone. Sometimes you have to keep those things to yourself.
That's real. That's real. And I'm glad that you brought the podcast up, because I wanted everybody to know I knew about podcasts before podcasts knew about podcasts through you. Mm-hmm. When you was doing it, and then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's doing it, but you was doing it way before, you know what I'm saying? It became the popular or the norm.
Yeah. So I found it to be very empowering. I don't know about other people, how they grew up. And I grew up in a family where I really couldn't say much. I really, you know, I didn't have that freedom of speech. You know, I had a lot, and I had a lot to say, a lot on my mind, but could not really voice it. And, you know, and then I got married, and, you know, but back in the day, you know, you had to be a little bit submissive if you wanted that man to just go ahead and marry you and stuff like that. So I, you know, so I went from growing up holding things in, mm-hmm. to a marriage where I held a lot in, you know, and then at the tender age of the age I am, I just speak what's on my mind. Whatever comes up, comes out. Now I'm just like, hell with that. I'm not holding back what I need to say anymore. So podcasting was a way for me to express that. And even in today's society, I still like doing it, because even though I do speak my mind now, there are just certain things that you just can't say around people, because it starts the conversation off on the wrong end or the wrong side or something like that, and it ends up being into an argument, and you don't want that. But podcasting, you can express how you feel, and it's a recording. You either listen to it or you don't. If you don't like what I'm saying, turn. turn it off. But if you do like what I'm saying, it might be some things that you can relate with. It might be some things that can help you out. You might be in a situation or have been or will be in a situation that similar to what I'm talking about, and it will give you some type of insights as to how to handle those situations.
There's a reason why there was a base that was so heavy there for people to draw to. It's a way of having a conversation with somebody else that you don't even know. You know what I'm saying? And dealing with yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
At the same time, like you said, because it's recorded and you can listen to it again and again and again. And once you grasp them through, it's lyrics, all day, everything. Conversation is so, words are power.
Yes.
So much power are powerful, especially if you're using them in the right way. You know, this thing just stopped yesterday in the backyard. You know what I'm saying?
If you go to BTS, I'm still there now. I've taken a lot of my shows off of it, but it's still quite a bit there now. And it's like 30,000. I got over 30,000 downloads or something like that.
Wow. Salute to you. That's real.
You know, so that was, and I decided to break off and do my own thing. And then when I started doing my own thing, I, you know, decided to make it into a business. I wanted to play independent music. And when I didn't have the right or good independent artist music, because just because you're independent don't mean that you're good.
That's real.
You know, you may not be making good music. It may just be good to you. So mm-hmm. I mixed it up with some commercial, you know, started studying into that, how to get the commercial music legally. It costs you to do it legally. I continue with the cause. I have continued with the cause for a while. LJD and radio has been around for about six years. That cause has been on me for that long, you know, so it'd be nice to make some money. Some endorsements, some, you know, I have listeners, you know, it's not like we don't have listeners, because we got listeners, but, you know, no one's buying any commercials.
Gotcha. I asked Lena to send me some of her favorite songs, you know, songs that really mean something to her and really did something to her spirit, her heart, her soul, whatever it was to move her, for her to say, this is my song. And we're going to talk about some of those today. The first one we're going to talk about is what the one that y'all already heard. You just heard it. Y'all know it. Taws Jenkins, This Means War. Lena, what does that song mean to you?
Well, that song hit me during COVID. In 2020, I had just opened up my studio. And I was doing live radio there with Noor Raven, me and him, just listening to how COVID was just taking down everything and everything was closing down and shutting down. I ended up losing my business in the COVID thing. You know, it was just horrible. And Charles Jenkins, This Means War, because of the words that he's saying, you can't have my family, you know, and he says that you can't have my, you know, this means war. You know, and it's like, yeah, because that's what you feel like. You feel like this is a war here.
Yeah.
You're everybody around me, you know, and people needed to hear a war song, because we're in a war state. We still are, but not as much as when COVID first attacked. We do have some type of control over it, but it's a war. It's a war against your family. It's a war against your friends. It's a war against everything that's going on in life. And that song was just, you know, even when I hear it, you know, I can't help but do the Indian dance, the powwow dance, just war. Just how the way it goes, you know. It's like everyone is, you know, you feel strongly about their family, whether it's a distant family or whether it's your immediate family. And I know you have strong roots within your family too. So it's like you're attacking everything around me, everything that I love. You know, this is a war, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that type of strength helps you fight off whatever it is trying to attack you.
Yes. That is the truth. And that's real. You know what I'm saying? I respect and I love this song. Just like you said, you know, it made you want to change your perspective about life in itself and the situation that was going on at that moment, to be like, okay, nah, we ain't got to cry about it. Let's go. We're going to fight for it. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to fight. We're going to fight for it. We're going to fight for our family. We're going to fight for ourselves.
Yeah.
We're going to fight. So put your war clothes on. Let's go with it. You know, so, and I respect that. And I love that song too. I appreciate that by how you said it affected you. You know, it made its resonance more when COVID hit. You know what I'm saying? That's how it stuck out to you. And it should have stuck out to everybody else the same way. Let's fight for it, you know?
You're attacking. I'm not going to just lay down on this. I'm not going to go into a state of depression because I can't go anywhere. I'm not going to go into a state of depression because my mom was in the hospital on the machine. I'm not going to let all of these things that are around me, all of these negative things that's trying to block out the goodness, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not going to let this affect me. And I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. You know, it doesn't have to be a physical fight.
That's right.
Fight, you know, but you have to fight. You have to bring your will up to have that strong enough will to keep going, because the enemy doesn't like that. If he can defeat you, he will defeat you. If he can defeat you, put you down, make you feel like you're nothing, and don't nobody care about you, you know, you're gonna get sick, it's all around you, it's gonna happen to you. I'm not listening to that. I'm blocking all that out, because I have more of a positive view of my life, my family, and I believe you can't have my family.
No, that's right. What you're not gonna do is,
you know, even if I get sick, you're still not attacking me, because I'm not going down. And just that by itself is like a vitamin C. That's going to bring you up and make you stronger, because he can come at you, and as long as you got the strength to fight him, he's gonna eventually leave you alone.
Wow. That's words of wisdom right there. And it still should be to be that way every day. You know what I'm saying? Every day. Let's not wait until it's a crisis. Let's not wait until this is happening or this is happening. You know what I'm saying? We go to war every day, especially a spiritual war.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Every single day, not counting emotionally, physically, you know, but yeah, we go through it every day. So keep your war clothes on. You know what I'm saying? Keep your war clothes on. So your next song, Soldier by Destiny's Child.
That's my bad girl song.
This is Soldier by Destiny's Child. Let's go.
Where you got it, I'm the hottest around. They'll know it when they see you rolling them Impalas around it.
I got a soldier.
With the top down, feeling the sounds quaking and vibrating your thighs. Riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot at Michelle and kick it with Kelly or Holly B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them legs leaning. Open them out, they grill gleaming. Keep that whip cleaning.
They always be talking that country slang. We like
that beat, that beat in the back
beating.
I see so low from the. I love how he keep my body screaming. A rude boy that's good to me with street credibility.
If his status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be street if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Known to carry big things if you know what I mean.
Like them boys up top from the BK. Know how to flip that money three ways. Always riding big on the freeway.
With that East Coast slang that us country girls we like.
Low cut Caesars with the deep waves. So quick to snatch up your Beyonce. Always coming down, popping our way.
Telling us that country girls are kind of girls they like.
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at?
They wanna take care of me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at?
Don't mind taking for me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at?
They wanna spend that on me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at?
Don't mind putting that on me.
Where they at?
see cash money is an army. I'm walking with purple hearts on me. You're talking to the sergeant. Body marked up like the subway in Harlem. Call him Weezy F baby. Please say the baby. If you don't see me on the block, I ain't trying to hide. I blend in with the hood. I'm camouflage. Bandana tied. So mommy join my troop. Now every time she hear my name, she salute.
I like them boys over there. They looking strong tonight. Strong tonight. Just might give one the phone tonight. Homie in the dickies in my zone tonight. He don't know it might be on tonight. Oh, he looking good and he talking right. He the type that might change my life. Every time he look at me, my girls be like, that one may be the one tonight.
If it's status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him, better be straight. If you're looking at me, I need a soldier, and he's scared to stand up for me. Known to carry big things, if you know what I mean. If his status ain't hood, ain't hood, I ain't checking for him, better be straight. If you're looking at me, I need a soldier, and he's scared to stand up for me. Gotta know to get going, and he better be straight.
I know some soldiers in here,
where they at, where they at?
They wanna take care of me,
where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
Wouldn't mind putting that on me.
Where they at?
Oh, soldier. Y'all know that classic. Y'all know that classic. I need a soldier. How many times has all of y'all said that? You know what I'm saying? But I get it. I get it. Lena. Bad girl song. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Well, for one thing, she's got all these good looking men in the video, you know, and they doing the Soulja Boy dance, and you know, he be talking right, and they got the country thing going on, and he's just like, yeah. He said, Michelle be like, ooh, he looking good, and he talking right, and you like, oh yeah. That's my bad girl song.
that's what's kind of give you. What are you feeling when you listen to this song?
I be trying to do that dance, trying to bounce, and I ain't can't. I'm just, they got it together. I be trying to do the dance. And when they walking with those Dobermans, they coming out there, you know, if your status ain't hood, yeah, gotta be street if you're looking at me. I need a soldier.
So is it safe to say the video sold you on this song?
Yeah, it's the video, and it's the video sold it more, but it was the fact that as anyone, as women, as men, we need strong people in our life. You need to have someone that's not afraid to stand up for your purpose, for whatever it is you need to do. You need a soldier.
That's real.
And so that's how that song resonated, you know, within me. Like, my soldier could be my husband. It could be my brother. It could be your sister. It could be your partner. You know, you need someone that's going to stand up for you, that's not afraid.
Yeah.
And when I say not afraid, I don't mean guns and all of that sort of stuff. I'm talking about have mental and physical strength, that regardless of what comes up, you need a soldier. You need someone that's not going to go in there and be a thug all the time. You need someone that's going to go in there on a mental level and be able to fight. But sometimes that mental level is what you need in the fight, not the physical. You need the mental level, because the mental level, you can do a TKO. If you go in there and your mind is right and your words are right and you're talking right.
That's real, though. That's the truth. That's the truth. You know, because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, saying something can de-escalate the situation quicker than anything else, you know, versus having to pulling out nothing this ain't about pulling out that. Nah, let's have let's have a grown folk conversation.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I get that. That's real. That was good.
Soldiers, and then you got the kind with the men that just looking, just, oh my gosh, I can't even talk about that because I'm a married woman.
It's all good. It's all good. She's a married woman and she has a great soldier. Come on, somebody. Yes, yes, yes. A soldier. Absolutely, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about your next one. It's a song by RJ Coomer, Uday Memente.
Yes, RJ, I love his voice. He just have that deep voice. It's just like, whoa, what did you say? You want what? You want breakfast? You want me to stand on my head? Just say it in your voice.
Yeah, that type of voice. Okay.
Yeah, so he got I just loved his voice. I did an interview on him on the LJDN show, and he from Chicago. He's a city boy. He always felt that he didn't fit in there. So he finally moved out to Colorado and got land and all this sort of to have beautiful houses. And he's just a country boy. But Ode de Mente is about his temper. It starts out real nice. You hear the Spanish guitar, and I love that the sound of that Spanish guitar. If you listen to the lyrics, he's talking about someone that really upset him. And he said, he was like, you don't know what you just unleashed.
Enough said. Don't say nothing else. I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is RJ Coomer, Ode de Mente. Let's go.
El momento correcto, no. ¿Qué puedo ver? Estás enamorado conmigo por debajo de estas luces. Que no supusieras ver la parte más fea de mí. No es algo que habría elegido en probar el veneno más dulce. This faith and trust you gave us, you're the best I ever had, and I'm wanting you to stay. Can you look past destruction and the crumbling of emotion? It's not something I'd have chosen to flood your mind with poison. Was the moment right? No, from what I can see, underneath these kind of lights, you're not in love with me. You weren't supposed to see the ugliest part of me. It's not something I'd have chosen, but I'm tasting this sweet poison. Do you wanna know? Do you really wanna know? What dwells inside my mind? The mess I can't describe. Do you wanna know? Do you really wanna know? The things I can't control. Demons in my soul. Take my mind. Take my mind. All I wanna do is keep this faith and love you gave us. But you've been closing off your heart, and it's tearing us apart. Can we put the pain behind us and change our hate to kindness? Because jealousy will blind us, kill us in the end. Did the feelings fade? No, was it meant to be? If these hearts are leaving scars, should I change that side of me? Maybe you were supposed to see the ugliest part of me. I had to take a dive to keep this love alive. Do you wanna know? Do you really wanna know what dwells inside my mind? As best I can describe. Do you wanna know? Do you really wanna know the things I can't control? The demons in my soul. Do you wanna know? Do you really?
Yes, yes, yes. Ode Demente, Ode Demente. I get it. You know what I'm saying? And you said it talked about temper. The actual song itself was like a roller coaster of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It took you in different stages. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Talk about it. Talk about it.
Yeah, it starts out with basically a conversation, and then he goes into, you don't realize what you just said, what you just did. You unleashed it now, you know? But I know I like the song. Because he has the music and just the way the whole thing is composed, where it just goes up to, gets to that, you know, it's just like, you don't know what you just suddenly.
Yeah. Like you said, what you say, it's like going from 0 to 100 within less than a second. Yeah. That's real. I mean, but everybody can relate to that, though. I don't care who it is. Something has happened to a point where you have went literally from 0 to 100 without even knowing it.
Yeah, you may have started out as a simple conversation, and, you know, next thing you know, something has been said, and you're there. And, you know, once you reach that 100 peak, yeah, it takes a special type of person to bring you down. And if you don't have that person, you need to find something that you need to do to bring yourself down, because if you don't bring yourself down, you're going to find yourself in trouble. You know, you're going to find yourself when you done hit somebody or in the hospital. What I would tell my daughters, it's not always about you being the strong one and able to beat someone up, because there's a match for everyone in this world.
Absolutely.
So my thing is that, okay, we could, what I call it, my word is called DD Mao. We could DD Mao. Don't ask me where I get it from. That means, to me, that means lay hands. You know, we could lay hands right now. You might whoop me or I might whoop you. But if you whoop me, you going to know I was there on you.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's old school. That's real talk, though.
You going to know I was there. And I just like the way he composed it and put it together, how he just builds up.
Yeah.
0 to 100.
That was cool. That was very creative, though, to do that, to do the song in the actual aspect of my temper.
Yes.
That's genius, though, real talk.
Yes.
That's genius. You know, somebody gets, that's genius. That's real.
Yeah, playing that guitar and it just started climbing.
Yeah, it's climbing up, building up, building up. I love it. I love it. And by the way, you know, everybody, that was an independent artist that she's been having connections with for a minute. To me, I love that. You know, everybody has a gift. That's me, my thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not even about your title. It's being an independent artist or Grammy Award winning or whatever you want to put in front of your name. It all starts and begins with you and just you being yourself, because the accolades and everything else really don't mean nothing if you ain't doing nothing. To be able to have an impact on other people's lives through your music, that's a blessing. That's a gift. That should be an honor for you to do, because you have the power to touch a million people at the same time with the same song. You respect the craft and the love of independent artists enough to have been doing it back then for them. And it's a zillion of them out there now.
And you know what? The other thing about that is that even when you're gone, your music still impacts people. Even when you're not there,
legacy,
your music, and it's just like you were in the room.
It's willable to your family. It's a lifetime keepsake, for real.
You know, I was listening to Hitstown USA. I was watching Hitstown USA with how the making the Motown.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder, and they were showing how Stevie Wonder made the song Clap Your Hands. Clap your hands, everybody. Mm-hmm. And they started playing, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you know, something about when you hear Stevie Wonder go and sing a song like Clap Your Hands that he just made up at that spot.
Genius.
You know, on his harmonica, that's appreciative.
Absolutely. And I just want to say thank you for your love and your respect for the independent artist game. And everybody's out here, you know, striving to make it do what it do. You know, I appreciate you for honoring that and celebrating them. That's what it's all about right here. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And I just want to say thank you. All right. The next one is another one by the same guy, RJ Coomer. It's called Nightly Suicide. What was the first thing that captured you from this song?
It reminded me of my daddy.
Got you. And that is powerful enough for me to say. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Nightly Suicide by RJ Coomer. Let's go.
Sitting here counting drinks with my fingers. Line them up again, start counting them with my toes. I can't do the math no more. I should be calling it quits for sure. Instead I tell the barkeep, hey, let's have a few more though. Never cared if I lived or died, but this nightly suicide keeps me alive till I decide it's time to go. The shadows on the wall, they all are dancing, but the people all around me sitting still. The shadows, they all turn on me like I see what I ain't supposed to see. They say keep drinking, I say you bet I will. Never cared if I lived or died, but this nightly suicide keeps me alive till I decide it's time to go. I've loved some, fought some, drank some, that's what my life been about. Went south, went wrong, went down, but now I know what I can't live without. In the glass behind the bar, I see the future. Through the shot glass in my hand, I see the past. I'm sharing a bottle with a fairy man, saving a coin for his bony hand. But he can wait by the river till I've drunk my last. Never cared if I lived or died, but this nightly suicide keeps me alive till I decide it's time to go. This nightly suicide keeps me alive till I decide. Till I decide it's time to go.
All right, Nightly Suicide. Wow, wow, wow. That was deep. The song has a lot of power to it and it has a feel to it. Talk about how that song has impacted you.
My father, God rest his soul, he was an alcoholic, and alcohol is what ended up taking him out. Nightly Suicide is about an alcoholic. He made a video on it that's on YouTube, too. The video really explains the music, how he can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he know that it's a suicide. It's a habit. It's killing him. He can't help it. And this song just put me in the mind of my father and the drinking.
Wow. Yeah.
So, I mean, my father was a bad, really bad alcoholic. And that's what the song touched me in that aspect. His lyrics is haunting. Like he said, in the back of the bar, he see the future and something else. He see his past. And he knows that he can't continue to go on like this because it's suicidal.
Mm.
And so the song, the music is kind of as haunting as it is this man's life. That eventually it's going to come to an end.
I never really myself related alcoholism to suicide. It's like, because I know this is not good for me, but I don't know how to stop it. I can't stop it. So it's kind of like, it is like a self, wow, that's interesting. And I can understand it because that's a fight right there in itself, because I've been in, that's my norm. Mm-hmm. That's my norm. Mm-hmm. And that's my norm for a long time. And it's like trying to fight what I know I need to do versus what I'm used to. Yeah, that's a tight one, yeah.
That's what that song represents. And you have to know your addictions. You have to know your weaknesses. Because if you're not aware of your weaknesses, or if you're in denial of your weaknesses, you will go right back to that same weakness without even realizing.
Absolutely. I get it. And that's real. You know what I'm saying? No matter what the fight is.
Yeah, suicide.
The nightly suicide. No matter what your fight, your battle, whatever it is, you know, you stick in it, hang in there, keep fighting for yourself, for a better version of you. All right, we got one more. This one is called Blanket by O.B. Clever, another independent artist. Am I right?
Yep. They made a couple of songs and I love their music, and they ended up breaking up. It was a couple. And Blanket is about a relationship that one person in a relationship is just doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing it. And the blanket is your eyes covering up what you see around you.
Ooh, so that's good.
She can't keep putting the blanket over her head. The beat and stuff behind it is what makes the song so good, along with the lyrics. The song is about allowing things to go on in your life and putting a blanket over your head like they're not happening, but they are, but it's tearing you up inside. Constantly just putting this blanket over your head, you know, eventually that's it. Eventually you got to take that blanket off and say, hey, look, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. This is not going to happen anymore. The blanket is gone. And that's what Blanket is about.
Gotcha. Yes. I'm excited to hear this one. Ladies and gentlemen, this one right here is called Blanket by O.B. Clever. Let's go.
Try up in the dosage, what does he know? I told him I think I'm hopeless, what does he know? Oh, I'm a slave to psychosis. Did you notice? Did you notice? Oh, doctor, doctor, what's my prognosis?
Keep on in nothing.
blanket. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I think it's kind of like it's a mask. It's a covering of the face. You know what I'm saying? And yes, everybody wears a mask or a mask, plural, plenty of them.
Deals with stuff that they don't confront.
Absolutely.
They just, you know, put blinders on, like they don't see it. And eventually what you're afraid of looking at is going to be the very same thing that's going to break you down. That song reminds me of things that go on in my personal life, things that go on in my marriage, with my kids, you know, with friends and things of that sort that you just don't say nothing about. You just let it just go and it keeps on going. One day you're going to say something and it may not come out very nice.
Exactly.
The reason why it's not going to come out very nice is because you done put that blanket over for so long that, you know, instead of, you know, coming out with it like you have some type of coup, you're just going to go explode with it, you know?
You know what I'm saying? That's everybody. Well, ma'am, this is you. This is all you. You got a big, big event coming up in a few minutes that's going to start. It's the LJDNR Fusion Festival and Concert. Let's go. Talk about it.
Well, the concept just kind of came out of, it didn't come out of nowhere, but I just kind of jumped on it. When I did do the BTR and I needed stuff to cover space, I thought you could just go ahead and just put a song on. And then I'm like, no. Then I find out, no, you can't do that. Got to be commercial license and, you know, all this sort of stuff. So I'm just, okay, well, where am I going to play music from? And so I reached out to my social media handle and was able to find some independent artists that were more than willing to let me use their music. I did find some that said they want to get paid for it. And of course, those were mainly the Black artists. Mind you, you got 2 followers. So I found people who would let me use their music, which were predominantly white, you know, so I used a lot of their music. Music was good. And so from there, I started doing awards for them. It was just my way of just getting back to saying thank you for boosting me, because that's what they did. And one of the things I've always wanted to do was to have a concert. It was one day we was on a group chat on LJDN Radio, and one of them had suggested, you know, me giving a concert, and I thought that was a great idea, and I told him maybe one day. And something about the year 2022 came in, because 2020 after COVID, losing my business, 2021, I just kind of just muddled through, and 2022 came in, I got a wild hair up my butt. I'm going to have this concert. The park that I wanted was the Chesapeake Park, but they said that unless it was a nonprofit event, I couldn't have it there if I wasn't a nonprofit, which I'm not. And so I decided, I went into Virginia Beach, Mount Trashmore, and I said, you know what? I'm going to have me an independent concert. I'm going to give something back. And what better way than to put the people on the stage and have people that are listening to them that's never heard your music before. I mean, you're out there, you're on SoundCloud, you're on this one, Apple, and that and the other, but there's still a segment of people that don't know you exist.
That's right.
You know, so why not have a music thing, and so that everyone who's surrounding that stage can say, hey, you know, I like that. It's what I did with RJ Comer. It's what I did with Blanket. I heard a song from an independent artist. I'm like, yeah, I like that. You know, and you download it, you buy it, whatever you're going to do. It's just a way to get more fans. And so I got all this time that I can use the stage. Why just do it there? So I decided, you know, what can I do? And that's where the festival thing came out play. So we got face painters, we got caricature artists that's going to be there, like 3 or 4 different food trucks that are going to be there, a jamming DJ. And I mean, the music, even in between the acts, the music is just going to be fantabulous. It's open to the public. It's a free event. You just come out and you just sit and relax. We're going to do some stuff on stage. Of course, Takesha Frost, you, my station manager, is going to be the MC of the first half of the festival. And I know we're going to have some fun. Who knows what ideas she got planned. I know we had discussed the hula hoop contest. You know, I got to get that gift card from Applebee's, stuff like that. I mean, that's just one. And we got comedians, and we got more performers coming on. We got Woody Stone, who's come flying in from California, you know, which is really making me feel special here. So that he's coming in from California, and you know, we got a taste of some of his rap that I had put out at an event that you had and I went to and he was there. You know, listen to the lyric, you know, because he's just not talking about bang bang twerking. He's talking about some things that are real, what people say, you know. So sometimes the hip hop and rap people say, oh, it's hip hop, is this, that, the other. Not all hip hop is negative, you know.
Yeah.
So listen to the lyrics of what these young men or these young women or older men are saying. You know, they're speaking their life into their song. You know, it's not just them. It's a lifestyle. Hip hop is not just a song. It's a lifestyle. And this is how they live. But I'm asking if anyone, if you're not going to be doing anything, you know, come on out there. Come and get your lounging chair and sit back and just enjoy the performances that's going to be there.
Come on down here today. Check us out.
Yeah, we got Trey Styles, who is going to be emceeing the Fusion concert. Himself, he's on iHeartRadio. He's doing a lot of positive things in the community. Matter of fact, the next day he's having a backpack drive.
I'm excited. You excited?
I'm excited.
I'm totally stoked.
A whole new venture. This is something I've never done. I've reached in my bags and trip and pulled this one out. And, you know, so only thing I could do is just make it fun and tell the people to come out. It's free.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited. And if you come out here, come to find Lena. And come find me and let us know that you heard it on the show this morning and drove up today, the same day. Exactly. That's what's up. Never know. Might be blessed. You just don't know. You never know. But you got to find me, Frost. You got to find Lena. But I appreciate you. I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much, ma'am, for you giving me the opportunity to do what I do. I am so grateful. I am indebted to you. Thank you for believing in me as a person, first and foremost, because that's where it starts. I just want to say I appreciate you. I'm grateful and I thank you for this opportunity to be able to have this interview right now on your radio station.
And I thank you. I mean, Ms. Frost, bad, you're a bad bitch. Shoot. I mean, I tell everyone, listen to her show, her flow. Her flow is like butter.
Wow.
One person just got real quiet, like butter. I said, that's how smooth, that's what it is. I am so grateful to have you as a part of my network, you know, because your show just it attracts listeners and it so many people. I look at all the interviews you've done. When I look at that website, I look at all the people that you've spoken to. Look at all the influence and the lives that you've touched just by coming on, giving them a platform, allowing people to hear about not just about the music they make, but talk about why they made that music. What was the concept behind that music, which helps it to be more identifiable to people listening?
Yeah, that's real.
You do it so well, just like you were born with a mic in your mouth. You're gonna get a chance to see, get a taste of it when on Fusion. She's gonna be up there on that stage.
You're gonna see Lena on the stage too, ladies and gentlemen. Come on out there today.
Something like that. I'm just like, please don't call me.
Yeah, I might be able to get up there early. I can't promise nothing at the certain time. So if you want to meet Lena, come out there today. Come find me. I'm gonna be on the stage. I'll be like, there she go. Come on. No, I'm just messing with you.
It's an experience for both of us. I personally think that Takeisha gonna have a blast. I think she's just gonna be a natural. When she gets up on that stage, it's gonna flow. And I am so glad that she's in my corner because it's helping me feel like everything's gonna be all right. It's helping me to feel that way. And I right now I need that. So I'm going through a little, you know, my feelings are hurt. I'm human because I support everyone, you know, and I try to support everyone. And to know that there's no support there for me, you know, over something that I'm spending money to do, that, you know, it's not costing you anything really, just to see the disrespect that it gives to someone that's doing something for the community and provide an opportunity and a platform for your music, just to see that. It's just not asking for anything in return. You know, it's a little bit disheartening to me. The city of Virginia Beach has been cooperative, you know, helping me put this together and you know, plan this. And but we're going to have fun.
Oh, man, we're going to have a blast. So, you know what, whoever, hey, you ain't coming out here, you ain't coming out here. But I tell you what, you're going to miss out on a free treat. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, it's going to, I think we're going to have fun. We got two comedians. We got Fat Baby.
That's right.
Who's having a hard time with keeping it PG-13, so we don't know what.
I'm looking forward to, I'm telling you right now, you know, I'm stoked about the concert, but I'm ready to laugh, man. Laughter is good for the soul.
You can always support the radio. Not going to turn out anybody's money. Even $5.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you so much. And give them your handles real quick, Lena.
Oh, okay. You have, Instagram, LJDN Network, Instagram, LJDN Podcast, Instagram, LJDN Radio, and the same with Facebook. You can find them there. The same handles. You can contact me at LJDNnetwork@gmail.com, or you can contact me if you don't like using Gmail. You have LJDN@LJDNnetwork.com. You can call me. And it's LJDNradio.com, LJDNpodcast.com, and LJDNnetwork.com.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, y'all. Y'all got everything you need. This is the lady, the woman, the queen, queen of this network, the queen of this radio station right now. And we just so grateful to her for just having the kind spirit and the godlike heart to want to build a platform for people, all people, a platform for all people. And I thank God for your spirit and your heart. And regardless of what, never, ever let nobody change that or try to deter you from that. Because, you know, like I said, you've been doing it for yourself over 20 years. You're coming up on the 10-year anniversary next year. Hey, salute to you. Cheers to you. Let's go. Looking forward to your next 10 years. I'm grateful y'all go out here, and y'all should already be following all of those LJDNs that she just gave right then. If not, we'll be posted on the website. But y'all already know where we are. Y'all know how we are, what we do. Share, send out the information. Spread the word, man. Spread the word. Spread some good news for once. We need more good news and positive things that are going on. This is an African-American woman that's been over 20 years been in business for herself, and she's creating a platform for other people. That should be something that we all should be talking about every day, all day. So spread the word. First and foremost, if you ain't got nothing to do, get up, put your clothes on. You still got time. Come on out here at the Mount Trashmore Park right here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Because we about to celebrate. We about to have a good time. We're going to celebrate life, love, and most of all, like we always do, we're going to celebrate you. So thank you so much, Lena. Y'all stay tuned for some more music and inspirational word for your soul. Thank you.
Bye, Diamonds.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning into The Loft. I appreciate you. I am grateful. Lena Jones, the queen of LJDNradio.com. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Everybody else, I love you. Get up. Come out here and celebrate with us. Let's go.
Party going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world, come on!
It's a celebration. It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate.
There's a party going on right here. A dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too.
We gon' celebrate and
and party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Yeah, yeah.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world, come on!
Yeah. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
It's a celebration. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. Baby,
we're gonna have a good time.